Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is making human rights and fighting corruption a national economic security priority, said Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, Adewale Adeyemo. Under the National Action Plan on Responsible Business Conduct, the U.S. is encouraging companies to embrace high standards for responsible business conduct. Responsible Business Conduct, or RBC, is based on the idea that businesses can do well while doing good work. In other words, businesses can play an important role in contributing to global economic and social progress. Governments can do their part by helping to set the standards and expectations for responsible business conduct to take place. The National Action Plan underscores the U.S. commitment to work with businesses around the world to fight corruption, promote transparent practices, raise labor standards, respect human rights, and combat human trafficking. American companies are already among the global leaders in this area and are widely recognized for their commitment to promoting human rights, respecting the rule of law, and strengthening the communities where they do business. For companies investing overseas, corruption is a significant barrier that impedes business and economic growth, said Mr. Adeyemo. To address these serious concerns, President Barack Obama developed the National Action Plan to enhance coordination within the U.S. government, push for higher standards globally, and strengthen public-private cooperation to help U.S. companies attain their responsible conduct goals. Under the National Action Plan, the U.S. intends to continue to refine the ways in which it purchases goods and services and finances overseas activities. The U.S. will work with companies, civil society, and foreign governments to share best practices and support high standards. The U.S. National Action Plan will continue to be an important foreign policy tool in the effort to promote human rights and fight corruption.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.